An excerpt from Stephen Wiley's Dinner with Fox. As the clock struck 8 that evening, there was a knock at Thin Red Fox's front door.
"Do come in, Brown Hair," said Red Fox, bowing deeply. "You're most welcome, I'm sure."
"I'm starved," said Brown Hair. "What's for supper?"
"Come to the kitchen," said Red Fox, "and I'll show you."
Ya un poco más tarde, salió la luna hermosísima. Y entonces los pardos pajaritos dieron en cantar con tal fuerza y armonía que acaso se les pudiera oír desde las estrellas. Como aquel bello concierto no le permitía al muchacho más que estar medio dormido, oyó el grito de un vendedor que decía: ¡Tamales! ¡Tamales! Con lo cual le recordó aquellos tan ricos que sabía hacer su mamá ya bastantes años atrás. Devia ser dia 10 ou 11 do mês de maio. Dona Cacilda, logo após o recreio, disse nós: "No dia 13 agora, vamos fazer uma festinha para a princesa Isabel, que libertou os escravos. Quem quer recitar?"
La chiromancie n'est pas une technique évidente ou immédiate.
Elle demande réflexion et patience. En effet, pour pouvoir interpréter les lignes de sa propre main, il est essentiel de la comparer d'abord avec d'autres. Roma. Aeroporto di Fiumicino. Una sera di fine marzo. Il passeggero Franco Cristaldi, in arrivo da Los Angeles, di professione produttore cinematografico, viene bloccato alla dogana. Ci vorranno tempo e pazienza per convincere i signori in divisa circa l'innocua natura dell'oggetto trovato in suo possesso.
Mobile 365 is the leader in messaging interoperability. We ensure that every message and application sent through our network overcomes the barriers of a complex mobile world.
From Truman Capote's A Christmas Memory. She's small and sprightly, like a bantam hen, but due to a long youthful illness, her shoulders are pitifully hunched. Her face is remarkable, not unlike Lincoln's, craggy like that, and tinted by sun and wind. But it is delicate, too, finely boned, and her eyes are sherry-colored and timid. "Oh, my!" she exclaims, her breath smoking the window pane. "It's fruitcake weather!" The person to whom she is speaking is myself. I am 7, she is 60-something. We're cousins, very distant ones. And we have lived together, well, as long as I can remember. We are each other's best friend. "I knew it before I got out of bed this morning," she says, turning away from the window with a purposeful excitement in her eyes. "The courthouse bell sounded so loud and clear, and there were no birds singing. They've all gone to warmer country, yes, indeed. Oh, buddy, stop stuffing biscuit and go fetch our buggy. Help me find my hat. We've got 30 cakes to bake."